Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher here with Angela Keene in the studio. Hi, Angela.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday, June 1st, 2012. This is our 507th podcast.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Sorry to interrupt, but I can't believe it.
I know. It's, and you were asking me before we went on, like how many years this has been going on since 2006. So 507 episodes. Yeah, it's been a long run.
Wow.
And this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us here on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Or, hey, just give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. If you haven't figured it out yet, we specialize in bringing folks to Hawaii. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent place to learn all about the islands and what we do here. We help plan very memorable vacations. All of our agents are either born and raised here or lived here most of their lives. Got a lot of ground to cover. Our topic today is Hawaii as a family destination.
Right.
We're going to get into that deep today. Also got some great news stories that are going to spark some conversation. And we'll be doing that as we get through the podcast for today.
I understand that you have people from all over the world listening right now.
That's right. That's right. Well, not right now, but to the show.
Right. To the show. Yeah. Of course.
Because we don't do it live. We sometimes do it live.
So I'm a language person. Love language.
That's right.
Grew up with that in my house.
That's right.
So there's a couple of greetings that I want to say to the folks out there listening.
Okay.
So in Hindi, we say namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, which is similar to aloha. In Japanese, we say hajimemashite, doyoroshiku nogaishimasu. And in German, we say viele.
You did that very well.
Oh, I used to live in Japan.
You did pretty good with that.
Shiga prefecture. Shiga ken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, and then we say viele Grüße auf Hawaii. That's German. And for those in the Middle East and Saudi, we say assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I knew
alaikum
that.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, and if you're, any others? Those are, and we pick those because those are the top countries listening to us. There's people from even way far away.
Hola, que pasa? That's another one, Spanish.
Spanish, because there were some folks from Brazil that like to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So if you are in those countries or any, you know, I'm focusing on the world right now, and you hear this message, if you email me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, and you can understand English, I will send you out a special gift. Hershey Macadamia Nut Kisses.
Oh, you can only get those in Hawaii.
You can only get them in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And so please get in touch with me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Don't forget, you can reach us on Twitter at I'm at Aloha Bruce, and you're at Angela Keene.
A-N-G-E-L-A. K-E-E-N. Very easy.
Would love for people to reach out to Angela. If you have any questions, she'd love to help you out. She is very passionate about Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, great. Well, thank you. Thank you, Angela, for doing that.
You're very welcome.
How did you... Can you do the Japanese one again?
Hajimemashite. Doyoroshiku nogaishimasu.
And that was just hello?
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. It's so... The language, it sounds so long, the languages, the words.
It's very, it can be very formal and polite, I should say.
Okay, let's get right into it. We got some interesting news here. You know, the beaches always come up in the news every year, mostly because of Dr. Beach, but also there's all kinds of rankings on beaches for Hawaii. I mean, everybody wants to rank the beaches in Hawaii.
Right, right.
And it's no wonder Hawaii consistently ranks at the top of the list. Dr. Beach and U.S. News and World Report just recently did theirs.
Right.
And what did they come up with here? Let's see now.
Kahanamoku Beach on Oahu came in second. That's in Waikiki. That's Kahanamoku is Duke Kahanamoku, right?
Right behind the statue there.
Mm-hmm. Did you know around that statue there is a live webcam and you can stand there and say hello to your relatives?
That's right.
Yeah, my relatives from Germany do that when they come here.
Yeah, so you can go right out there and wave.
Wave.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's neat. So that's number one beach. Or number two, excuse me. Hamoa Beach on Maui placed fifth. And then this is interesting. This is an unusual one. I haven't seen this one. Waimanalo Beach Park. That's far out on the east side.
Yeah, where we are. Southeast side.
It's not a place that we really frequent.
Well, you know what? I love that beach. I just put it up on my... Yeah, you know what? Bellows?
Bellows.
On the weekend?
Well,
I know, but that's the same. It's kind of the same stretch of beach. It's got the beautiful white sand.
True.
I would definitely agree with that. You know, I love
that
beach.
There are a lot of permanent campers out there, so people shouldn't be scared of that.
Yes, there are some. And there's some homeless that unfortunately end up there. But it's been pretty good lately.
Pleasant people.
They are.
They're not going to harm anyone.
Gorgeous beach. But if you can get to Bellows, that is protected. It's a base.
Right.
And if you get there on the weekends, a lot of people don't know about that beach.
It's open, so you don't have to be military to get in there.
So these were Dr. Beach's selections, right?
Right.
So Kahanamoku Beach on in Waikiki, Hamoa Beach on Maui placed fifth.
Mm-hmm. And then Waimanalo Beach.
Yeah, now Hamoa Beach, who owns that? Oprah practically owns that whole area there.
Really?
She can't own the beach part.
Right.
But she owns all the land adjacent to it.
Right,
so
I didn't know that. I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then let's see, what's the other one? Waimanalo. Mm-hmm. And so, who is first on his list? If we didn't get the number one.
That was, I think, mainland.
Coronado Beach, I think
it was. Coronado. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Coronado Beach.
He switches them around.
He switches it around.
In the past, he's named Lanikai or the beaches on Kailua, which is on the windward side of Oahu.
Now, he bases it on 50 criteria ranging from natural conditions, sand softness, water temperature, wave size, to human-related factors, for example, trash or public safety. That's why, because the Kahanamoku Beach, I mean, I wouldn't...
Mm.
Personally, I don't think I'd put that even on the
list.
No,
it's too full to go. I mean, it's too
But,
so
I mean,
crowded,
if he's measuring, public access, proximity to restrooms and facilities
a
factor, that's a pretty cool beach to be at. And now with the widening, sand widening thing.
It's widened. The other thing is there's the Waikiki Police Station is based there.
Right.
So you've got security and safety. You've got the restrooms there. You've got the beach boys there that will teach you how to surf.
Exactly.
So you basically have it all in one place.
Right. So they probably got more points for that side of it. And it,
But I would say it's his opinion, right?
It's his opinion. Based on this very limited criteria.
I'm more comfortable with really asking droves of people, what do you think?
Yeah. Or asking locals here, like us,
Right. What do you think?
Exactly.
What's your favorite beach?
Yeah.
I love Sandy's.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Sandy Beach. Although, and that's just out here on the east side, but the current is very strong and
it's not really swimmable.
It's not swimmable. It's a place you want to sit, have a sandwich or some chips and, bring a cooler, have some fun, watch the surfers and the local culture. It's very, as we say, loco moco.
Yeah. And
it's
and for the guys, there's lots of eye candy.
That's true. It's very true.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful beach.
It's a culture there.
It's very local, too.
Yeah, it's very local.
It's great for boogie boarding, but not beginners,
Not
I've wiped
beginners.
Out there.
No. People have had major neck injuries there. Mm-hmm. I mean, life-threatening neck injuries.
It does have lifeguards, but listen to those lifeguards there. And if it's a calm day, maybe you can get out there. But
that's a place to sit and watch.
Sit and watch.
Yeah,
good for people watching. Yeah. If you wanted to get down to a very private beach near there, you go down to the Kaiʻiwi Coast. You know, that Kaiʻiwi shoreline hike. We just did that this weekend. I hadn't been there in years.
Oh,
and, it's a very, it's not a strenuous. Again, you can walk down to a little private beach down where there's tide pools down there.
Cool.
There's Pele's chair. And it's just a beautiful scenic area. And you can
see. Not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people. And you can see, and it's not strenuous. And anybody can get down there. And when you look from the water there out at Cokehead, you can actually see the crater. You can see the hole in the middle of the crater.
Oh, that
because we
really
usually
neat.
See Coco Crater. From the other side, it looks like a mountain. All the craters here look like mountains from the other side.
They do.
In fact, I was with some visitors who came in just last week. Remember, I had to do this impromptu thing. So I took them on the quick run to Diamond Head, and I brought them right into the middle of Diamond Head, and they got into the middle of Diamond Head, and they looked at me. I didn't know this was a hole. All these years I've been at the mainland, I've been looking at that, and I thought that was a mountain.
Right.
So much to explore. I don't know how we got off onto that tangent.
That's cool, though.
And then I guess U.S. News and World Report had some rankings here.
And I'm more game to look at their numbers because I think they're using a greater survey, so to speak.
Yeah, they're more like a news organization.
Right,
objective.
Yeah. So whereas Dr. Beach is just himself.
Yeah.
So Kauai ranked in U.S. News and World Reports, and I'm going to have to say I second that.
Yes, I do too. Yeah. I have to do that too. I have to second that too.
So.
Last week on the show, we talked about our favorite beaches. It came up. I don't know if you remember, but we both Ka Beach up on the North Shore
of Kauai.
Ka Beach
is beautiful.
The most beautiful beach
Of
all. It's on the North Shore of Kauai. Let's see, who did they pick on which beach on Kauai?
So it says Yeah, voted second for best honeymoon destination and voted second for most relaxing beaches. So just, I think, overall.
Yeah, it's an overall. I think that is a really great observation. I think they did a good job.
They did. Big Island came in third place and Maui beating Kauai coming in first for best honeymoon destination.
Yes, I think. Interesting, the Big Island. I think the Big Island, you do have to put that in there as a great honeymoon destination. It sometimes gets a bad rap, but I would agree with that too.
Yeah.
And which was number two?
Let's see. So Kauai got all the number twos. Maui got number one.
Right. Maui got number one. Yeah. That's definitely.
My sister's family, when they come from Germany, it's Kaanapali. They love the Kaanapali coastline and the beaches there.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous there. So there you go. So great beaches and lots of news about beaches this week. All over the place here. Let's talk a little bit here about some cultural programs that are starting now at the Fairmont Orchid. That's on the Kahala Coast over on the Big Island.
And most of the major hotels have a cultural expert that resides there, that eats, sleeps, and breathes the culture of Hawaii and advises them.
Yes.
You know, on the proper things and.
And they also have activities, everything from lei making to learning about Hawaiian culture and studying oles and chanting and understanding what the culture is and hula and all of that. But it looks like they're doing something really special out there at the Fairmont. Now, the Fairmont has all, this is one of the reasons why I like the Fairmont Orchid so much, is because so much is included with the resort fee. You know, sometimes you get a resort fee. And
that makes it worth it.
And not only that, I mean, they have so many cultural programs. They've always been really good about doing that. They have tours around the property. You know, it's built right near a petroglyph.
And it's not cheesy. It's real.
It's real.
It's real. Petroglyphs, I cannot say enough about what it's like to walk around and see those petroglyphs and how it makes you feel thousands of years ago. Long before the U.S. mainland, you know, settlers came in. And, I mean, it just is, our history in Hawaii is so phenomenal. And to be able to hold on to that and to share that with visitors.
Very special.
It's very special.
Very special. I mean, when you think about it, on the mainland, when you go to some place that's, you know, old, it's only a couple hundred years.
Right.
You know, and unless you're going to some ancient place where, you know, Native Indians. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this whole place. All of Hawaii, and especially the Big Island. I think Big Island has the most interesting history like that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And it's the newest of all the islands, of all things. Right, but it's true. Very old, right?
And it's still growing.
Yeah. And it looks like they have a new, I don't know if he's a kapuna or a...
Looks like it.
A local guide, they're calling him, Umi Zuki?
Yeah, Umi Cabrera Zook.
Zook.
I think, yeah.
And it looks like he's taking visitors on Hawaiian outrigger canoes, teaching traditional arts and crafts. You know, they have the Beach Boys there. They have the original Beach Boys were there, and there's turtles there. You know, it's a sanctuary
phenomenal.
It's right next to the Mauna Lani on the Big Island. I highly recommend you check out that property if you're thinking about going to the Big Island.
The hotel would honor and respect that and cultivate that is phenomenal.
It is. They've been doing that for years there. Yeah. I mean, even before when it was the... Rich Carlton.
Ooh, stand up paddling, surfing, snorkeling. You can use all of that.
It's all exactly, all of that. And that's all included. You know, in your price there. That's why
that's
I love
great.
It there. And it also opportunities to experience. Stand up paddling, everything. They've got it all. A couple of other quick things here. It looks like Princess is going to be adding another ship called the Grand Princess. That's going to open up more sailings to Hawaii.
Ooh, from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So it's 2,600 passengers. Phenomenal. That's great.
Interesting number here. Just one ship generates 130,000 guests along their itineraries. And, you know, if you spread that out over all of the different destinations.
I see. Right.
That's an incredible number. I didn't think it would be that much, but when you think about it, the ship has like 4,000 passengers. If it's a big ship, I don't know how many this one
has. It says 2,600.
About 2,000 is typical.
So it says nightclubs, greater amenities, dining. All kinds of things. Nightclubs.
You know what? We have a special dessert coming in.
Uh-oh.
Angela.
What?
Coming
What's
in
going
shortly.
On here?
Yeah, it looks like Link's parents just came in from Taiwan. And it looks like they're bringing in some special desserts.
Oh that?
My god. What is this?
What's that?
Can you say it in Chinese?
Sao bing.
Sao bing.
This is a baguette.
It's a baguette.
Like a baguette.
With bread. Okay, well, we'll eat that after the show. But look how beautiful. These look delicious.
Wow.
This is why I love her parents coming to Hawaii.
And they love, I think they love coming to Hawaii.
They love coming to Hawaii. They love coming to Hawaii.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? So, more ships opening up. That's good news. Good news for cruisers.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Especially with all the amenities.
Especially with all the amenities.
Amenities seems to be key here in this podcast with all the different things.
Well, yeah, I just think in general, available. That's what we do. We try to bring that to folks, you know, try to tell folks about how to get more bang for their buck, and this is one way that you do it, you know.
And if you're an expert and you're going to be able to explain it versus Expedia and you don't know what you're getting,
especially if you're going to, Hawaii is not a destination you want to try and go it on your own. Unless you've been here before, then you can, but I mean, first timers or multi-island destinations, you have to have help.
Or groups.
You do it right. Or groups.
Coordinating.
Yeah, yeah. We just booked a group of 105 people yesterday. And believe me, they needed help doing it. There's nothing they could have done on their own.
An entire itinerary for
105 people. Ooh. Yeah, that's a big deal. Speaking of people, our topic today is Hawaii as a family destination.
Have to agree, 100%.
You know, a lot of people equate it with honeymoon destinations, getaways, or quick trips to just chillax. But it's really a great place for a family vacation.
It is.
And the reason for that is because there's so much to do here, and it's great for multicultural families. Because if you come here with, you know, let's say your kids and then grandma and grandpa.
Right.
And especially like Oahu, I think is a perfect place
for
a family vacation.
It is.
You're going to have something for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, there a lot of the hotels have programs for children. You know, learning, as we say, the cultural things and learning hula and just spending time away from the parents and learning some fun new things. The grandparents can, you know, take it easy. You know, for example, the Sheraton Hotel in Waikiki, sit on those beautiful rockers and just rock away and watch the waves.
Exactly. At the Moana there, too. You can just sit there and just enjoy it.
Yeah. It's just...
It's great thing for everybody.
It is.
You're going to find...
Is.
And you know, there's no casinos. Nobody's going to get distracted. There's no crazy nightlife.
Right.
So it's really family-oriented.
And crime rates are very low.
Very low here. I mean, even Dog Chapman lost his job, right?
Because
that's another show. You know, when you compare it to other destinations like Mexico, Bahamas, Jamaica.
I've been to Jamaica.
And those are good. You know, those are nice places to go with families, but you know, a lot of people feel a little bit uncomfortable there. First, the language they may not understand. Let's say Mexico, for instance.
Right.
You may not know the language. Also, there's a safety issue.
Right.
You know, with kids going there. So you tend to go to Mexico and just stay in one location, maybe at the hotel and never really get out and enjoy it.
Also, you don't need passports or visas or anything to come to Hawaii. If you're from the U.S., if you're from a foreign country, of course, but it's fairly easy because it's just the same as if you're coming from a foreign country such as Germany or Saudi Arabia or something like that, you know, or Japan. It's the same as if you were going to, you know, another U.S. state.
Exactly. So parents can have the peace of mind that when they're traveling around Hawaii, their kids are going to be safe. But, you know, I mean, just like every place else, tragedies occur for every now and then, you know. And I'm an ambassador of Aloha. Once in a while, people get into situations and maybe there's a small robbery or something, or something happens. We have a whole system set up here to help people that get in distress if that ever does happen.
Yeah, we do. And that's part of the Aloha spirit that we have here is that everybody seems to pitch in.
Exactly.
I can vouch for the family thing. Now, my sister has two children, and her husband, and they live in Germany. And multicultural family living in Germany, and the Germans get a lot of vacation.
Yes, they do. They do. And they get long vacations, don't they?
Yeah, they get a lot of vacation, but they also work hard. So I have to say that. But she gets about four to 6 weeks of vacation, and they come here for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time with the kids, and they love it.
They come to Oahu, too.
They come to Oahu for a short time, and then usually something like Ka'anapali.
So they do like two islands.
Yeah. And they do the snorkeling. They rent the surfboards. It's endless.
The swimming
pools are fun and safe, and they're not too big. I mean, they just love coming here, and I think it's a testament to Hawaii as a family destination.
Really. Yeah, it really is, and I think it's a great place for like family reunions. Because yes. you can bring everybody in from all different places right. and come here, you know?
We did that. We did that with my parents coming from Nebraska, my sister and her family coming from Germany, us coming from Oahu, and we met in Kaanapali, and we rented a villa.
Yeah,
and we went to Old Lahaina Luau. I mean, we did all, and my father is not mobile, so, but we were able to get him out, get him about. I mean, it was so easy, and with the kids, it was... Everything worked out perfectly.
And and those kinds of things fall into our small group travel arrangements category. Mm-hmm. And we're really good at putting small groups together like that. And it takes a lot of the headache. Let's say you're the group leader. And you got to deal with all of it. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if you had somebody to just give that all to? Just call Bruce. Let him take care of everything, which is what you do already with your doctors. You know how that goes. Right, it makes it a lot easier. Right. And, you know, what we'll do is also get you a little better rate. You know, when we know we have a group, we can discount a little bit better.
Right.
We can find ways to discount for you. So it really is a great thing to do for a reunion or even a small business meeting. We do those all the time. Amway, we just booked a big Amway group coming in here. There's just tons of ways to do it. And it's interesting. One of the most popular vacations like this we get is the once-in-a-lifetime final family vacation.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That actually happened to my relatives, and it's the reason why I'm here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
This is the thing. You know, people will say to me, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to go ahead and spend the money.
Right.
We're going to do this. This is the last time we're all going to be able to be together to come on a vacation.
Right.
And Hawaii is the perfect place for that. So tell us about your experience like that. That's how you ended up in Hawaii?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me personally, but my aunt and uncle had their 25th wedding anniversary. They had a wedding anniversary, and then my grandfather was already into his 80s, and we knew that he was sunsetting, right? His sunset years.
Right.
And that was the trip of his lifetime, so to speak, as you say.
Right.
And it was those stories about Oahu, Waikiki, the volcanoes, going on the cruise. And that's how I ended up here, because I was so enamored by his stories about his experience here.
That's right. I had to come and
try it out. And I did it sight unseen, took a job, thought I was only going to be here for a year. It's almost 20 years later,
here we are. Oh, my goodness. So it certainly is a great place for a family destination. So if you're considering that, get in touch with us. All this information will be available on our podcast page. So get over to hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. All the information is there. Don't forget, reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or Angela Keene.
And that's at Angela Keene, right?
At Angela Keene on Twitter.
On Twitter. Uh-huh.
Definitely get in touch with her and reach out to her. She'll be happy to help you out as well. We're running out of time here, so we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank you once again
for sitting in with us.
And hopefully, you'll be here again next week. We have some fun things planned for you guys for episodes coming up. And also, don't forget to give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. And check out our blog, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. And we're also here with Scooter.
Scooter,
you want to say goodbye?
You want to speak? Speak. Speak. Speak.
Erp.
Come on. Speak. He's not going to do it this time.
Well, that's going to
wrap
it up. He's
wagging his tail.
For my beautiful wife, yelling, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
And all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel will say aloha and mahalo.
Aloha.